Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's underground radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Please stand by.
Please stand by.
There is no beauty, only ugliness. There is no glamour, only ghastly blemish.
Kids, how's it going? You know what time it is. You know what day it is. You know what we're doing. It is Sunday, 4 to 6, Great Day Explosives. I'm Andrew, and for the first time since March of 2020, my God, it has been a long time. I am back in the CJLO studios making words with my face at you. Oh, I know, you're very impressed, you're very happy about this, you're very, very upbeat, full of joy at what's going on right now. I can feel it, I know that you are. And not only that, but I have a very special guest here, in studio, today, because why just do a normal show back? Why do that? That's boring. No, F that noise. We are here with a guest, we're doing an acoustic session. Put on as much pressure as possible. I can handle it. I've done this for so long now. Some might say a sad amount of time. Oh, sorry. I just got caught in a sad existential crisis for a moment. It's fine. It's okay. It's good. I am joined today by a special guest. He's going to be playing at Turbo House later tonight. Let me move this. Squeak. Okay. No squeak. Excellent. Good. Excellent. He is going to be playing tonight at Turbo House. It's going to be a good, nice acoustic show. We're going to chat with him. He's going to play some songs. He is the founder of Epidemic Records. I've also found out he does stuff for a festival in Italy. We might get into that. Who knows what we'll talk about. But I am joined today by Gab De La Vega, who is here sitting across from me. Good sir, say hello to all the people out there.
Hello, Montreal. Hello.
How is it going right now. You're on tour in Canada. This is what, your third time going through Canada. So I read from what you sent me, so I have to believe it.
Yeah, this is my third tour in Canada, and it's great to be here. It's so good, especially after the last few years. Yeah, I'm doing shows. I'm at the radio station doing an interview, so I'm living the dream.
So where have you been playing so far on this tour? What's been kind of the hits that you've gone to, the places you've gone, as it were?
All right, so on this tour, I've played shows in Ontario so far. I started on the 24th of June, and I was all the way to Ottawa, played there last night, and today is the beginning of my Quebec leg, and I'm going to play a whole bunch of shows in Quebec. I'm going to be touring with my friend Chris Snellgrove from the band The Last Mile from tomorrow on until the 10th. We're going to go all the way to New Brunswick and Nova Scotia, then from Halifax. I'm going to fly back to Toronto, and I'm going to finish off with four shows around there. Like, it's going to be until the 15th of July.
So you've like jam-packed this, like, full of stops and tours. That's fairly impressive.
Yeah, like no days off. That's the way I like it. And you know, it was supposed to be like 20 tours, but I got a last minute request for yesterday the afternoon, and I played at a small town between here and Ottawa. It's called Van Cleek Hill, and it was very nice. So 23 shows on this tour. Yeah,
man, that is impressive. How did this come about? Like, where did you like get the idea, like, well, you know, I'm from Italy, obviously I should go to Canada and do some touring there?
Well, I've been touring outside of Italy since I was 20. I'm 37 now.
Okay.
And I've always been like, I always thought that it was a good idea to bring your music wherever you can. So that's how it started. I started connecting with people outside of Italy, and then I ended up playing in Germany, and then the year after I went to Germany and Croatia and Switzerland and blah blah blah, and it started like that. And you know, you develop a tight network of friendships when you are involved in the DIY community,
right?
That's what it's basically keeping everything together, you know, like we share the same passions, we speak the same language, even if it's different kind of language, of course.
Yeah.
And and we connect to each other, and we, you know, like, I'm going on tour in Canada, can you help me with a show? Sure, we can book you here, we can book you there. And then when they're coming over to Europe for shows, they might need like a, you know, like a show or a place to crash. Then it's done. We're all big family. That's how it works. That's why I like it.
Did you do the last tours you went to, was that Ontario and Quebec as well, or were you at other places throughout the country?
So I did two tours before this one, mm-hmm. in Canada, and it was Ontario and Quebec both times.
Okay.
The first time was with my very good friend from Winnipeg. His name is Greg Rikis. He's an amazing musician, and check him out. And then in 2019, I came back and I booked shows by myself around Ontario and Quebec. And this time is going to be the first time for me in New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. I'm very excited about it.
So it's like a slow expansion you're doing here, just slowly taking over.
Yeah,
the
it's a big territory to cover. So before I get to British Columbia, it's going to take a while, but I'm going to get there.
And how is that? What is that like for you as someone who comes from Europe, where, you know, you can sometimes drive 30 minutes and you've gone through like two other countries? What is kind of touring Canada like for you? Is it? Because many Canadian bands tell me, like, it's so boring. It's the most boring thing I've ever done in my life, because I'm driving, like, 4 hours, and all I see is absolute vast stretches of nothingness. What's it like for you? Is it still exciting because it's new?
Yeah, there's definitely that part that it's still, you know, sometimes I have to pinch myself to think, oh, I'm in, like, in Canada. Like, it's a whole different place from where I've been touring so far. And but I remember, like, having a funny story. And last time when I was here, was driving by myself, and I remember I was covering the route from, I don't know, Ontario to Quebec, and it was like a few hours drive.
Yeah.
And I remember that at some point I started asking questions to Google, like, hey Google, how far is Pluto from Mars, and well, Google, stuff like that, you know. So I was just trying to kill time, you know.
Entertaining yourself with,
exactly,
Google. Google, entertain me.
Yeah, that's how desperate I was. But, you know, like, it's still, I take the whole experience in. It's amazing. I'm touring. It's great. I love it.
What's kind of, have you, now that you've done this three times, I imagine you've gotten a pretty good kind of handle on it. what would you, is there a difference between like say doing tours in like Italy versus Canada as far as the people go, or are people, do they act different at shows? Do they receive acoustic things differently, or do you do full band in Italy because you have a better kind of like network that you can pull from?
Well, the full band thing started basically when Beyond Space and Time, our latest record, came out, and of course the pandemic stopped all of it, so we're still trying to push that. We haven't done as many shows as I liked, but it's I think that North America, for someone who plays an acoustic guitar and sings, is definitely the place to be, because I think it's definitely rooted into the culture of like United States or Canada. You know, like you get a guitar, many people play guitars here, while in Italy or Europe it's a little bit different, but it's still, it's like a completely different game if you think of it. Like there's some things are very similar and some things are definitely different, so you need to know how to behave in both situations, I think.
Have you been able to navigate that thing well, that difference between those two?
I learned my ways. Like the good thing is that, like, on one end, like in Europe, for example, if any one of you who's listening, they want to go on tour, like DIY tour in Europe, this is something that you need to know. Like the main difference is that in Europe you will get most likely a guarantee or a decent door deal usually, and the good part is that most like it's pretty common to get like food and accommodation. That's almost standard.
Yeah,
it's very rare that you don't get any of those. While here in North America, on the other hand, there's no accommodation nor food unless someone is willing to help you out with that or put you up for the night and blah blah blah, whatever. Which is not too hard for like a solo musician like myself now. It's like someone can give like a couch to crash, and that's fine. That's the main difference. You need to learn that. The other side of the coin about this is that in North America, people are more keen on buying merch and records to support the musicians, because they know that we're not getting like a shitloads of money doing whatever we do here. So yeah, I'm very happy with the merch and record sales so far, and people have been very supportive and kind, and I feel like very welcome here in Canada.
Well, I mean, it's always interesting to hear someone who, you know, mainly has, or because I've experienced this too with bands that are from North America that say like, oh, I went to Europe and toured and I don't ever want to tour in North America ever again. So it's always strange to, well, not strange, but it's always unusual for me to talk to someone who comes from Europe and then goes, well, here I am touring in North America. I had to set my expectations below what I thought in order to accommodate it. So
it's a different game. I mean, it has ups and downs and flaws and good things, whatever it is. It's just different. You need to know what you're doing and where you are, and you'll be fine.
Well, let's give people a taste, because you're playing at Turbo House tonight.
Yep.
You're going to be I should have looked up how much tickets are. I'll do that while we're setting up. But let's give them a taste of what they might be expecting tonight. I have up your Bandcamp here, which if people want to check out after the show, not during the show, you can check it out at gabdelavega.bandcamp.com. What should I play off of here to give us time to set up and to give people a taste of what you're going to be doing tonight?
Well, many songs on my Bandcamp are full band, so that doesn't really give people a taste of what I'm going to do tonight, because I'm going to play acoustic.
Right.
So let's go with an acoustic song. The most recent acoustic single is We Could Be Anything. Came out last October, and I'm going to play that song tonight if you want to check it out live. But for now, this is going to be the studio version of it.
Cool. All right. So we'll play this and then we'll set up, and everyone, you can get an even better taste of what's going on, because Gab is going to be playing things live here in the studio, because that's what we're doing, everybody. So be ready for that. And enjoy this. Keep it locked. This is CJLO 1690 AM. You're listening to Grade A Explosives.
Thank you. biscuit, Martin's and Caesars. Saw the world go upside down. And every certainty we had one done just like House of Cards. We lived in hope and fear. One smile, a thousand tears. Second refuge, humanity. Despite being far apart, you and me, we could do anything. You and me, we could be anything. Together, you and me, we could do anything. You and me, we could be anything. We could build a bridge, tear walls down, piss or not, and walk on Mars. Speak a million languages and learn how to say hello. Thank you, love you, how are you? I'm listening. And why not? We could be ourselves, be as one. Kings and queens and wear a crown. Burn our castles to the love. But our misfortunes and our luck. Share our meal, kiss and hug. Sing along at the top of a lunch. Touch your hands, meet our friends. Wait together, the day all this will end.
Hi there, this is CJ Elo, reminding you to get vaccinated against COVID-19. COVID-19 vaccines are very effective in keeping you protected from the virus. Experts believe that getting a vaccine also helps you from getting seriously ill even if you do catch the virus. Getting vaccinated may also protect people around you, particularly people at increased risk for severe illness. We understand that some people may be concerned about getting vaccinated, but clinical trials for all vaccines must first show that they are safe and effective before any vaccine can be authorized for approved use, including COVID-19 vaccines. Stopping a pandemic requires all of the tools that we have available. Getting a vaccine is another tool that we can have, along with wearing a mask and maintaining social distance. To see what clinics around you are offering vaccination, to see which vaccines are available in your area, and to move up your appointment for your second dose, visit clicksante.ca. This message has been brought to you by CJLO.
For music lovers seeking an adventurous listen, shop at Phenopolis, a record store specialized in new and used vinyl and CDs. Whether you're into indie, jazz, blues, world, or experimental, Phenopolis has got you covered. Open 5 days a week and located on 207 Bernard West in the Mile End. Shoppers can also order online at phenopolis.ca. Delivery is available for all customers on Montreal Island.
Thursdays can be such a drag. So close to the weekend, yet so far. Ah! Oh! But what's this? A shining light in the middle of the afternoon? And what's that? I hear it playing rock? And alternative? And punk? And even ska? And this is gonna get me through the rest of my day!
It's a working title, and we're here to tell you cool facts and stories, too.
Whoa, a celestial being? Where is this promo going?
We don't even know where our show is going. Show is going.
Working Title, every other Thursday at 3 p.m. with Danny and Cleo on CGLO 1690 AM.
CGLO, so cool, we're from the future.
CGLO 1690 AM. We are joined here in studio, as you may have heard just before this, by the founder. There we go. That was the word I was looking for. Founder of Epidemic Records, also who is going to be doing a show tonight at Turbo House, in case you are wanting to check that out. I highly recommend you do so. But first, so that you can get an idea of what's going on, he's going to play for you some acoustic stuff here. So let's do this. Are you ready, good sir?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. One thing that I will do here is I will.
You gotta move the microphone. Yeah. Okay.
That's what happens with live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes you have to do it on the fly. So.
And that's awesome.
So, what are you going to play for us?
I'm gonna play a song. It's called "I Still Believe." It's a song that I wrote because when I was a teenage punk. The older people thought my generation was stupid and pointless. So now that I'm not a teenage punk anymore, I see the same pattern repeat. And it's not fair. I think that the young generation is going to rise to the occasion when the time comes, they're going to do the right thing. So
let's hope.
That's like a song about hope. Exactly. That's what it is. I still believe.
All right.
Seen enough, and I thought she could suffocate hopes. When the men are old and tired, can't confront her wrong mistakes. Then you find a bright light at the horizon. We haven't done all this for nothing. I still believe in you, in the future. I still believe we do what's right. In the future, it all comes down to this. You see, it all comes down to this.
I like that. That's very
nice.
This is going well so far. I can't believe how well this is going. First show back in studio. Oh, this is just a great day. Gav, you're making me feel good about this.
Oh man, I am just so happy to be here, and you're actually making my day more special.
I do what I can. I can only do so much though.
Nice.
So when you're writing songs, what are you pulling a lot from your personal like experiences? Is that how you're mainly going about writing your songs, or are you pulling from stories? Like, what kind of a songwriter are you?
It all depends. Like, sometimes there's something that triggers my creativity, and sometimes it's just something that happened to me, or I see something happen to someone else, or there's something going on in the world and I would just want to talk about that. And it all depends. And every record I put out has different balance between all these things. And I just recorded a new album that's coming out supposedly at the end, like maybe next year, I'm not sure. And it's very personal. It's like very unfiltered. There's gonna be like a whole amount of personal things in that record, and it's gonna be like 100% myself.
Well, that's all right. That sounds good. Do you I just totally lost my train of thought as I was going between headphones. That sometimes occurs. What is going on? Let me ask you about punk rock music.
Sure.
Because you're coming from a very punk rock basis here. You're doing stuff that's very Chuck Reagan-y with this acoustic project.
That's a compliment.
But, you know, there's a lot of people, the uneducated among people might say, like, punk rock, isn't that about being, you know, sloppy and, like, you know, throwing the middle finger to the system, man? Like, what does kind of punk rock mean to you?
Well, that's, I guess that's the first community that I finally found, like, home-like when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. At some point in my teenage, I definitely was like disoriented growing up, and then eventually I randomly found this music, and I found out that there was so much more behind that. It wasn't just songs and music and rock stuff. It was like different. It was a community. There were contents, and there were different ways to think of the world and stuff like that. So I definitely saw something in there that in which I recognized myself. And that's where I learned to be the person I am today. I can say that for sure. There's no recipe for punk rock. Everybody sees what they want to see, I guess. And it's fine by me. I mean, for me, it's mostly, you know, the community and the fact that we can rely on each other, and it's if you're a bit weird, it's fine, because everybody is, you know, like, that's how it is.
What?
Surprisingly, but it's true. I guess, I don't know, it feels like home, although, like, my music venture led me to different sounds for sure, because growing up, you want to explore something different, and I've always been, like, very curious. It's like when I was a kid, I listened to the Beatles too, and it was fine. I still listen to the Beatles, for example. I listen to metal. I listen to, I don't know, the Chemical Brothers, one of my favorite bands. And we also play a cover of the Chemical Brothers with my full band lineup when we play.
That's cool.
And it sounds really good. So I love music in general, but like as a community, that's the place where I feel I belong.
Do you think that punk and like some of the heavier forms of music have come, because I, as the metal director here, I am just lately have been inundated with a bunch of like heavy music coming out of Italy, and like even before, like maybe 2 years ago, that was not the case. That was not what was coming out. So has there been kind of a surge of heavier like punk and metal things in Italy, or has Italy just gotten a better PR manager to send me thing?
I really can't tell. I mean, there's always been like very, very good heavy music in Italy. And there's always been like bands that were going, actually maybe working better outside of Italy. Like, think of Lacuna Coil, for example. Yeah, they're like an Italian band that are very popular all over the world. That, of course, they're popular in Italy, but they're not as recognized as I think they should be. And there's like, I don't know, like I know another band, like it's very popular, it's Flesh God Apocalypse, for example. Mm-hmm. They're from Italy and they were very popular abroad. The same thing, like they were not very popular in Italy. Italy is not very generous when it comes to this kind of things. I see this pattern happen most, like many times. Like even in punk rock, there's this band, they're named Talco, for example. Mm-hmm. They like ska punk bands. And they, like, they're amazing. They just toured like 20 shows with NoFX and Pennywise on the Punk and Drublic tour.
Nice.
And they play very, very big shows in Germany and Spain, and they have a great following in those countries. And still they're finally getting a good recognition in Italy now, after many years of being around. The same thing with my friends at NH3, same thing, they're pretty popular in Germany, for example, and still struggling in Italy, for example. So, I don't know. Italy is a good place for heavy music, I think. But the thing is, like, it's the niche is very almost exclusive. It's very hard. You can get in, but it's very hard to get in. Like, there's not many connections between, like, mainstream rock and heavy music. So heavy music is still very much DIY, or, I don't know, segregated. Is it a word? Like, yeah. Can we say that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Are there places to play in Italy? Because in North America, we kind of have, like, all of our venues are not, they're not exclusive to certain genres of music, but, like, you're playing at Turbo House. Turbo House is known as kind of like a punk metal venue. Is it kind of the same in Italy, like, where you're from and in general, that there are, like, exclusive venues for things? Or is it kind of like every venue takes in every kind of music that wants to play there?
I guess it depends. Like, some venues are definitely, there are directors, they want to offer what is good in every shade of music, let's say that. Mm. And some other places, they're like more oriented on punk rock. So they, or maybe there's a promoter that's mainly taking care of the program in that venue. And so they're going to take care of the punk rock shows all like once or twice a month and stuff like that. And as for me, like, I'm kind of like a weird case because of my background. Like, I've been playing on hardcore punk shows, and I went on stage with my acoustic guitar, and people are like, who's this guy? And I'm one of you guys. So I am the wrong person to ask this question, but it's not like that differentiated, I would say.
Okay. Well, speaking of Turbo House, you're going to be playing there tonight along with Steve and Ginny Jackson. At show starts at 7:00. Tickets are $10. I looked it up, everybody. So now you can't say I didn't inform you. And why don't we let them hear let the people hear another song from you?
Sure.
That to give them an idea of what it will be like tonight for you to play.
Okay. For sake of the live thing, can I just say that I'm gonna turn on my camera?
Yeah, sure.
Because I want
to shoot
a video of this.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Yeah. And so I'll fill in with time because that's how we do things. If you would like, everyone, check out, go to Turbo House tonight. Show starts at 7:00. Tickets are $10. And what else are you going to do with your Sunday night? You're just going to, sit around at home and do nothing? Come on. Just get in there, do something fun, and enjoy yourself. It's a nice, somewhat mellow night. You can enjoy all the sounds that will be given to you by Gab De La Vega. What are you going to play for us here now?
Okay, so this is going to be a little bit of a special thing.
Ooh, special.
There's a song on my latest record. It's called Beyond. The record is called Beyond Space and Time. The song is called Bomb Inside My Head, and it's quite a fast and heavy song. So I haven't really been playing this song on my acoustic sets because otherwise, I don't know, it didn't sound right.
Right.
A few days ago, I came out with this alternative version of the song, which is more like okay for an acoustic thing, and I'm gonna play it.
That sounds good. That is what we've got going on here so far.
Yeah, it's almost improvised because it wasn't really planned, but it sounds good, so I want to play it.
All right, sounds good. Well, everyone, here is Gab De La Vega with Bomb Inside My Head live here at CJLO during the first live show back since March 2020. Keep it locked.
There's a bomb inside my head. You gotta be a little crazy to be sane in this world of fear. There's a bomb inside my head. It's gonna explode and paint a seal of colors. What a great idea. And today's all mine, 'cause tomorrow doesn't look like I'm completely out of control. Cause I'm so tired, I've been let down. It's over now, now. There's a bomb inside my head. Suddenly it's all crystal clear. There's a bomb inside my head. It's either given to apathy or start a revolution right here. But today's all mine, cause tomorrow doesn't look like I'm completely out of control. Cause I'm so tired, I've been let down. It's over now, now. Right now. Today's all mine, cause tomorrow doesn't look like I'm completely out of control. Cause I'm so tired, I've been let down. It's over now, now. Right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
CJLO 1690 AM, that is Gab de la Vega, who is playing tonight at Turbo House. If you are so inclined, if you like what you're hearing, go check him out. Tickets are a scant $10, so you can check him out along with Steve and Jenny Jackson tonight at 7. Are you looking forward to playing this this Montreal show?
Of course, of course.
Have you played Montreal before? I know you played Ontario. Did you play here?
I played twice. Okay. I played Trackside in 2017, played Barfly in 2019.
So you're like slowly progressing up through the.
I don't know. You tell me.
From the underground, almost illegal venue to Barfly, the dive barist of dive bar venues. Now you're at Turbo House. Still the punk venue, but like the highest of the punk venues. So
lots of pressure here.
What do you do to prep for a show? Is there things that you do special, or are you just kind of a guy that's like goes up on stage and does his thing?
No, I need to warm up properly. In fact, like it takes some time, and I need to warm up. I need to stretch because it's, although it is like an acoustic thing, it's still quite a physical thing to sing and play, and I my secret weapon is I eat raw ginger, and it helps me with my throat. It keeps it like, I mix it like warmer, and yeah, it works. It's perfect. So it's a little bit of preparation, yeah, and then just don't push your throat like to the limit at the beginning of the show. That's good advice.
Are you do punk things as well? Like, are you in a punk, proper punk band, as it were, that quotes, air quotes around that, you know, that...
I used to be in a hardcore punk band, and we haven't been playing since 2014, unfortunately. I miss playing loud music, like, with a punk or a hardcore band. But this is what I'm doing now, and I'm very happy with how it's going, so... But I don't know, like, maybe one day I'll just get some friends of mine. I say, do you want to do a band, like whatever it is, like playing a band? Yeah.
Well, the other thing is that you still have that. Also, your connection to the hardcore / punk scene is pretty established in the fact that you have created a label for yourself, Epidemic Records. And by the way, thank you so much for participating in Metal March with us and making both the Locked In and
Grand Collapse.
There we go. It was when I did the show last week. I came up with Grand Collapse first, and then it took me a while before I got locked in. And this week, it's the exact opposite. But thank you for making those albums pay what you can for the day.
Thank you, guys. It was great.
It's always curious, especially now in 2022, where the music industry has changed so much over the course of time. And you, as kind of an owner of a label, I'm interested to hear what your take is on this. What kind of do you see as the, main purposes of a label, the main things that labels should be providing to bands here in 2022?
Well, I guess the first thing that you need to provide, like if you think of a word label, it's like I put my label on something to say that this is something good. You can, it's like I'm vouching for what's going to be listened to by people who get that record, for example. So that's the first thing. I mean, this is like, okay, this is good stuff. You should check it out. And this is the first thing, of course, nowadays with all the social media and, you know, everybody can distribute their music online very easily. So you need to struggle to get heard, and you need to provide, a way or, you know, the tools for bands to be heard. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think this is the main thing. Of course, there's a whole bunch of logistical problems and things that you need to solve, especially nowadays with vinyl records taking ages to be pressed. Like, for example, I put out like an EP for a band of friends of mine. They're called Jaguero, a great band. If you like punk rock stuff, they're an amazing band. And we did it like it's just digital because it's five songs. And of course, I would like to have a 12-inch vinyl with a screen print on the B side and cool stuff like that. But it's gonna take ages to get it printed, so and pressed, and that's the problem. And so, yeah, you need to provide the tools for bands to be heard. Like Epidemic Records now has been working quite a lot as a press office. That's actually the way we got in touch. I got a collaborator, which is Mike, that put us in touch with your radio station. But I also run some press myself independently, and I've been working with some very cool bands recently.
How do you decide? Are you looking for bands? Do bands reach out to you? Kind of what's the process like here in this year? I was talking with one band recently who was saying that Prosthetic Records reached out to them through Instagram, and I was like, this is a weird world we're living in now, where it's just like, oh, let me slide into your DMs as a label. How are you? Are bands getting in touch with you? Are you looking for bands? How's that working?
Let's say it's both ways. Sometimes there's I give you an example. Regard, which is a band from Italy. It's an amazing band. If you like Tidal Fight and Citizen Basement, that kind of stuff, they're an amazing band. And I kind of knew who they were because, you know, the scene is populated by people that know each other pretty much in the same country. But I never listened to the band before. And they wrote me an email and said, we're Regard, this is our record. We went to Boston to record with Jay Mass. And this is what it came out. I listened to pretty much everything that I get. Like, if it tickles my curiosity, then I'm going to check it out for sure. And it was amazing. So in that case, they reached out and we did two records together. And if the day they're going to ask me for another record, I'm definitely going to do it. It's a great people, great band, amazing on all sides. As for another band from Chicago, actually they're not originally from Chicago. They're called L'Armada. I knew the band. I was a fan of the band. I bumped into them I don't remember how, but I was following the band on social media, and all of a sudden I saw that they were going on tour with Propagandhi. And I thought, well, I'm going to give it a try.
Might as well listen to it.
So I emailed the band and say, look, I'm a huge fan of yours, and I saw you guys are going to be on tour with Propagandhi. Congrats. If you're looking for a European label to work with, maybe we can do something together. And they told me, thank you very much. They replied, and unfortunately, we already have a label that's taking care of the things for the next record, but we'll keep in touch. I said, that's fine. Perfect. After a few months, they reach out to me again, and they tell me that the label, for some reason, they had to drop the project. So I picked it up, and we started working together. And now they're working with another very good European label with the second record, but with the first record, because it's like a sort of trilogy. So the first record was me and another US label, and now it's this Lockjaw Records, it's volume two. But that's how it worked. Sorry for the longer explanation.
That's fine. I'm super interested in the industry portion of it, because it's kind of the one part that is both people assume a lot about it, so it is out there, the information is out there, but also like it's not transparent, right? So like the average person doesn't get to see kind of most of what's behind the curtain. They just kind of assume what's there based on the bits and pieces you get along the way. And so like all things that are kind of that you don't kind of see, there's a lot of assumptions that are made. There's a lot of truths that are in those assumptions, but you don't know which is which. So I always like to check to see, like, you know, what's going on with it.
Yeah.
Now, I know you have to head out soon. You have to go to Turbo House. So why don't you play us one last song, and then everyone can get ready. They can, you know, get all primped up and head out and see you tonight.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. So everybody, this will be one last track here from Gab De La Vega, who is going to be, again, at Turbo House tonight. He's going to be playing. The show starts at 7, and I think Turbo House is off of punk time now, so you've got to get with it, everybody. Steve and Ginny Jackson will be right before that, and then it will be Gab playing. So it'll be $10 to go, so just go. And enjoy some delicious Turbo House cocktails that they've made. They have spent a lot of time coming up with them. And it should be good. And you know, if Pooza puts their name on it, you have to assume that it's got a stamp of quality on it. You know, I'm just saying. So Gab, what do you have here last for the people?
I'm gonna play this song. It's called "I Want Nothing," and it's actually my very first attempt as a full band recording. So you can find it on my Bandcamp or all digital platforms as a full band version. This is, of course, an acoustic version of it. And I'm going to play this song tonight as well, I think.
Cool. Okay. So, take it away, everyone. This is Great Explosives, CJLO, 1690 AM.
I want nothing. I just want nothing for myself. I got all I need, and I won't pretend that I need anything else. Stuff fits in my pocket, just like the sand that fills my hair. If any green slip away, let it go for who comes next. You got all you need, and nothing makes much sense. You got nothing, but it doesn't really matter. And the more it's quite easy to understand that you don't care, either way. Tell me you're happy with all the fine things that you own. 'Cause if you're not, it means you're looking at the wrong side of the coin. Have you ever gone sleep hungry as this world that made you angry? Have you ever cried for someone, not for something you once had? You got all you need, and nothing makes much sense. You got nothing, but it doesn't really matter. And the more it's quite easy to understand. But you don't care, either way. What's most valuable in life? It ain't something you can buy. Here's the key to being complete. Always hungry for what matters, never craving those things at dawn. Matter at all, it won't give you anything more. But maybe you forgot, just look at what you've got. empty shell covered in gold. It's still full of nothing at all. Owned by the things you own, the things you own, you own.
La scène de musique alternative du Québec is the association representing over 40 independent music venues across the province. Les SMAC is proud to launch Branchez-vous sur les SMAC, a province-wide campaign supporting independent music venues. The initiative offers you a diversified seasonal music programming featuring names like Soons, The Liquor Store, and We Are Wolves. Come experience your favorite artists as they take center stage at a venue near you while respecting all safety measures in place. By coming out, you'll be supporting the relaunch of the entire music industry. Stay connected thanks to our program calendar exclusive to our venues that will get you up to speed on what's happening in independent live music over the coming months. Visit www.branchezvoussurlesmac.ca.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO 1690 AM. This has been this is the first live show back in March, and I was joined here by Gab De La Vega. He's going to be heading out here, but I thought I would give him a chance to say goodbye to everyone and say if there's anything he wants to say on his way out here. So, Gab?
Well, thank you very much, CJLO, for having me, and I'm very happy to know that you're back. And thanks for this interview and for the live session. It's been amazing, and hope to see everyone tonight at Turbo House.
Yep, Turbo House, 7 o'clock. Everybody get there. It's $10, and this has been fun, man. Fun doing this. I guess the best thing to do here is to end this off with something else from your catalog. So, what's something that people definitely won't be hearing tonight? So that they can see what else that you're doing.
Something they won't be hearing. I definitely think of a full band song. Let's play the full band version of Bump Inside My Head. It's for a metal audience that might be intriguing.
Which that's on Beyond Space and Time.
Beyond Space and Time,
right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Good. So let's play Bump Inside My Head. You just heard it, but now here's what it sounds like on record. And thank you for stopping by, good sir.
Thank you for having me.
Everybody, check out Gab when he is performing tonight at Turbo House. Don't miss it, unless, of course, you don't feel comfortable going out to shows like this guy right here. In which case, then catch him next time he comes through. Because he'll be back, right?
I'll be back,
well,
of
there
course.
You go. Like the Terminator.
Hopefully, yeah.
So, keep it locked, everybody. Hour two is coming up. There will be many heavy things in case you were like, oh, acoustic stuff. First of all, be quiet. Second off, you get heavy things coming in hour two. So here's Bomb Inside My Head by Gab De La Vega. Turbo House tonight, 7 o'clock. This has been hour one of Grade A Explosives.
Today's a mind, just tomorrow doesn't look like. number one. The song about divorce went to the top. We should go celebrate, we should all go get drunk. But I stay home and watch the Habs lose again. Everyone loves me, they wanna be with me. The girls, they stare at me, they wanna kiss me. Did you lose weight? Did you grow your hair back? Do you wanna sleep with me tonight? Well, no, 'cause I'm always a little bit sad. Even though everything is alright, I'm happy and all, but I ruin your night. 'Cause I'm always a little bit sad. Shots are flowing, there's lines on the bar. Everything's free, everyone is a star. The roof is raising, there's fire in our hearts. Just give me some water and call me a cab. I got tears in my eyes, they're not tears of joy. Still cry about my cats, aren't with me anymore. The friends that I lost, the love that I lack, the people I hurt from, the arrogance era. And I'm always a little bit sad. Even though everything is alright, I'm happy and all, but I ruin your night. 'Cause I'm always a little bit sad.